Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Friday, and the Packers wrapping up a week of preparation for their showdown with the Vikings on Sunday afternoon. Late window game. That's right, we get to watch the Commanders take on the Browns and have to cheer for Deshaun Watson. Shoot me in the face. Hope you're all doing well. Hope you're all gearing up for a fun-filled weekend. I hope you're all going to stay safe and have a good time on New Year's. If you're staying in and just hanging out on New Year's Eve, hope you'll check out LiveX's live stream, 6-hour live stream of all the festivities coming to you live from Times Square. It's going to be a lot of fun. Otherwise, hope you all stay safe and have a great time. Good to see everybody in the comment section. TKM is at his post. Been a while, TKM. Hope you're doing well, man. Logan says, time to destroy the Vikings. Go Pack, go. Now, you see, now that's a sentiment I can get behind. I like it. Nathan, hi. How are you? Zero Lighting, hello. How are you? Michael, hey. Aaron, Yosh versus Z, going to be fun. 1,000%. And you know Z don't want any of that Bakhtiari smoke. It's going to be a lot of fun watching that those matchups in general. The fact that both Yosh and David are going to be out there obviously bodes well for the Packers. You hate that Christian Watson and Keyshawn Nixon are both listed as questionable. At least Watson practiced today, so you got to think that opens a window of possibility for him to go on Sunday. I'll still be surprised, unfortunately, if he does. Keyshawn Nixon, I will be shocked if he goes. He did not participate at all throughout the week. It's a soft tissue injury. Packers are almost always conservative with those. I'll be very, very, very surprised if he's out there against the Vikings. But we'll see. The fact that they do have Bakhtiari and Yosh coming off that shoulder injury, but he did practice throughout the week, should be good to go. Hopefully, he's got something for Z, because that'll be fun. TKM, thanks for joining the Care of the G Club, buddy. Greatly appreciated. Do I think Bo will take over kickoff if Nixon doesn't play? Robert, I actually doubt it. I think they'll probably roll with what they did last week. But you never know. Maybe they spent the week running him there. We'll have to see. Be on the lookout tomorrow if they kind of switch up anything, get any kind of announcements. But I would tend to doubt it. I think they're going to probably run with what they did with Dobbs back there and then Cobb at punt return. That would be my guess right now. Watson in or out? Just talked about it, Sean. I'll be surprised if he's in, but we'll see. He's listed as questionable, and he did practice today. We beat the Cowboys, and they beat the Vikes 40-3. I like our chance. Yeah, but it's a week-to-week league. You know, matchups don't really mean much. I mean, the Jets have looked embarrassing as of late, and they embarrass the Packers. You know, it's the old adage. It really doesn't matter who you play. It matters when you play them. You know, every week is different. Every matchup is different. It is a league of matchups. And sometimes it works well. Sometimes it doesn't. And you're going to need a few bounces to go your way, but you got to capitalize on those, your opportunities. Say if, the opening kickoff goes down to the 5-yard line, maybe get in the end zone. I don't know. Crazy. Really enjoyed the dynamic with Ramage. I love to see the support of the young contributors. You guys are great about that. Oh, Colin, thank you. Thanks for checking it out. If you guys haven't, make sure you check out my appearance on Matt Ramage's podcast. We were live last night, but it is available on everywhere you can get your podcasts and on his YouTube page, etc. So check out Matt's socials and you'll find it. Andy, thank you for the super chat. Ready to run through a brick wall. Let's go smack them. There you go. Very good. That's what I'm talking about. That's it, baby. Yeah, too old for this. I saw that about Ronaldo. Actually, what was funny is that the headline that I saw on Twitter was from a Chelsea news account, and I thought for a second that Chelsea had turned around and signed Ronaldo, and I was going to jump out a window. But unfortunately, that is not the case. Jem Cruz, what's up? Are we going to see more Torre if Watson is out? It's a possibility. I don't think it's a one-for-one swap. You know, I think they were designing a lot of stuff for Watson last week. I don't think that's going to be the case if Torrey's out there. But I do think you should get a few more opportunities if Watson is sat down. No question about that. Kirk Cousins, Cousin Subs, Kissing Cousins, don't care, packed by 20. I like it. I like where your head's at. Do I think Jair covers JJ all day? No, Bryce, I do not. I don't think it'll be the same approach as last time. although it's Joe Barry, so who knows? But I do think you'll see a little more press coverage, a little more man. I do think Jair will travel a bit, but I would be very surprised if he's, you know, traveling the entire game. I think they'll mix things up as they always do. And, you know, who knows? Maybe Jair behind the scenes has gone to Joe and Matt and said, look, I want him. You know, that goes a long way with coaching staffs. Guys getting up for it and saying, I want this guy. Like, let's do this. That has a history. And sometimes that's the kind of motivation it takes for a coaching staff to go, okay, let's do this. Not saying that that's going to happen. In fact, I doubt it. But you never know. You never know. TKM. Thanks for the super chat. Happy holidays to Cheesehead TV crew, etc. Hoping to win our and get some help, but no matter, go Pack go. That's what I'm talking about. That is what I'm talking about. Thanks, man. Dude, you were just on the game. Holy, you work fast. Well, Eddie, let me tell you. So I had the hit at 4:10 on 97.3 the game. And then originally I had scheduled this for 5, but I had to bump it down to 4:30 because after this, I have to go right from this chat to go pick up my girls for pizza night. It's very, very busy over here at Nagler Incorporated. So, yeah, you got to keep going, man. Got to keep the bullets moving. Cousins is due for a bad game against us. Yeah, I don't know about that, Robert. Now, what's that line I always say? So sure about your police work there. Look, I would love it if he had a bad game, but you got to force him to have a bad game. And last time the Packers rolled out the red carpet for him. There were a number of occasions, though, I will say, in the week one contest where the Packers were a split second away from a sack. There were like 3 or 4 instances. And on a couple of those, Cousins hit big plays. So if the Packers can just up that pressure just a tick, just get to him one beat sooner, they should have a couple balls thrown their way. But they got to make it happen. It's not going to be because he's due. It's going to be because they forced something to happen. Got to do it. See, Michael knows what I'm talking about. We have to get pressure on Kirk and make him uncomfortable. He will make mistakes, 1,000%. And like most quarterbacks, if you get quick interior pressure, that's where, you know, those kind of gifts often come from. So hopefully. Aaron Jones loves playing the Vikings at Lambeau in January. Please, Matt LaFleur, use him. Nathan, I feel you, man. I mean, look, he doesn't have an injury designation yet again on this Friday injury report, but he was listed as a limited participant all week with that ankle and knee injuries. So who knows, man? We could come out and see him get only 3 touches again start the first half. You know, the Packers going against a weak pass defense. We've seen this movie before. Matt and Aaron are going to want to light it up, throw it around the yard. When their 2 best players are right behind the quarterback. I mean, that's been this team all year. So I won't be surprised if Aaron Jones is an afterthought early. Like the emergence of Wyatt, hope to see more of him. I hear you, Bryce. It's interesting because, you know, he did get that opportunity down in Miami when Lowry went out. And lo and behold, kid, you know, played pretty damn well. Now, he wasn't perfect. He's got a lot to work on. But as I've been saying for like a month and a half, the only way he's going to get better is if he plays. I don't understand this mentality of, well, we got to wait for the veteran to get injured to get the young guy on the field. Like, I understand you want that veteran experience, but man, this kid has got talent in spades and you can see it. Like, get him on the field, get him the experience he needs. Marcus, thanks for the super chat. What's up, Nags? Hard to catch your lives these days. Loving the Watson kid. Absolutely, Marcus. Hope he plays on Sunday. I'm not holding my breath on that one. Thanks, buddy. What's the forecast in Green Bay for the game? Sean, the high on Sunday in Green Bay is supposed to be 39. It's supposed to be clear skies, sunny. I know overnight there's supposed to be a little snow that turns into like freezing drizzle in the morning, but that will clear away, and then it's going to warm up to almost 40. So not exactly a cold weather game advantage for the Dome team coming in, but, you know, at least we're outside. It's in Lambeau. Hopefully Packers fans will be rocking it. Ryan, thanks for the super chat. Go Pack go, beat the Vikes. Hopefully Sunday won't be my last watch party of the season. Ryan, absolutely not. You will see at least one more watch party. I don't know if you're going to watch the Lions game, but thanks for the super chat. Greatly appreciated. Jefferson will most likely tear us apart to at least start, but we kept Hill and Waddle in check when it mattered last week. No doubt. And that's what I mean when I say, like, he's going to get his. I talked about this yesterday here on Packers Daily. You can have all the schemes and all the plans, and he is still going to get his. Now, maybe they limit the damage done. I'm not holding my breath, but that'd be a pleasant surprise. Ben Fennell said that A.J. Dillon is not a starting caliber NFL running back, and it seemed like Andy Herman agreed. Do you agree with that? No, I disagree with that, in the sense that I think he is being utilized in a very poor manner. I think he could absolutely be a starting back in a different type of offense. I think there are certainly times where he has not played as well, not played up to the standard that he set last year, but I think he's a lot better than he showed, and some of that is due to the fact that he's being utilized in a, I'm not going to say incorrect way, but in a way that doesn't allow him to show what he can do. That's what I'll say. Packers need to establish the run and don't get sucked into 30 pass attempts. Do the opposite and run the ball with 30 attempts. Mitchell, you've come to the right place because you know I agree, but I'd be shocked if that is actually the game plan, especially against a defensive, you know, unit that has really struggled against the pass. That is almost always the green light for Matt and Aaron to start, you know, throwing it around the yard. So we'll see. Logan says, we are winning this game. There you go, buddy. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Everyone talking about JJ. How about being worried about Hockenson and Cook? That's where my concern is. Yeah, I hear you. I mean, Hockenson hasn't, I mean, he's played pretty well since getting traded, but it's not like he's been a game breaker. I mean, I understand being worried about Justin Jefferson. I mean, that guy has wrecked teams and he's put up insane numbers. So, I mean, Dalvin Cook, you don't have to look much further than the 2020 game in Lambeau to know what he can do. You know, I totally get being worried about him, but JJ is the one. He's the one if he's going to, you know, especially if you're like keeping them in check for a quarter or two and they seem to be struggling, then all it takes is one play and he's gone and he's wrecked your D and all of a sudden giving them a life, a spark. We've seen that. We've seen that in so many games. So, yeah, I mean, I hear you. I feel you. But, yeah, I get being afraid of JJ. Has the back-end communication improved enough from week one? I'd say yes. If they can mix up zone and man well enough to allow the pass rush to hit, it'll be okay. Colin, that's a nice, uplifting, positive thought. I like it. I think for the most part, it has improved. But, you know, that was a low bar. So we'll see. Certainly didn't look great on that 80-yard touchdown from Waddle last week. You know, they certainly have improved from what they showed week one. But, you know, they've still got a tall task. And it's not, to the comment here a little bit ago, it's not just JJ. They can hurt you a lot of different ways. They have to be able to be on point. They got to be able to not fall apart when there's a simple kind of pass off. We saw that way too many times in week one. The Vikings got them into bad situations by motioning Jefferson, putting him inside in the slot. Packers acted like they'd never seen stuff like that before, which of course they have. So yes, the communication has improved. No question about that, but it's going to be a big, big test. Little bars have made me the man I am today. The Packers are playing better every week. Let's keep it going. They're on an upward trajectory. That's a good way of looking at it. Fun stuff. I like that. Let's do that. I'm with you there. Here we are. We're here. Get everybody else there. Who does Banky hate more? Packer beat reporters, Badgers, or Aaron Rodgers? He is so entertaining. I mean, you use the word hate. I don't think he hates any of those folks, but the ones he likes the least are probably the Badgers. That would be my guess in that hierarchy. I honestly believe the Packers are going to rampage their way to winning the Super Bowl. No one is stopping us. Logan? That's great. I'm really happy for you. I was going to say something else, but I'm going to stay positive. I'm going to keep it on the positive tip here on this Friday afternoon. I love your confidence, man. Keep it up. Carry the G. Don't forget Thielen. Yeah, Gary, you ain't lying. Thielen has had his moments against the Packers. No doubt about it. No question. Whoever goes to the game on Sunday needs to listen to Matt. Get out your seats. I loved that from Matt at the end of his presser today. Get out your seats. And he so clearly wanted to say, make some fucking noise. But of course he can't. So he left it there. Why are opponents on 3rd and 15 are boogeyman? Oh, Porkmaster, What kills you too is that, you know, it's the third receiver last week in Miami. You're so worried about Hill and Waddle, and then the third guy comes and picks up, you know, 18 yards on third and 15. That's why I keep joking on watch party. You know, third and long, you're an opponent. You got the Packers right where you want them. I mean, to me, it's all about the, I mean, shit, I've been saying this for 2 years now under Joe Barry. You know, the whole kind of idea of playing the off, whether it's cover three or cover two or a two man or whatever it is, they play so far off. And then the idea is to come rally up and tackle, blah, blah, blah. The problem is that they're allowing guys free releases and the ability to operate. And it's like they're so petrified of getting beat deep that they continue their back pedals until they don't anticipate. They have to see the throw. And when they see the throw rather than anticipate the throw, well, the guy's already made his cut and you're coming in there. Great. You make the tackle, but it's past the sticks. It drives me nuts. It drives me nuts, but it's not like they're going to change now in week 17, the way they operate. Not to say they're not making, facepalm cringeworthy mistakes still, but they're getting better nonetheless. That's true. That is very true. The problem is they keep making things difficult for themselves. Like if they would just help themselves out and take a few layups, they could really cause some problems for some teams, but they seem incapable of doing that. I'm so excited for the game. I could squish grapes with my bare hands. Popeye's beef. That's good stuff. Oh man. What else we get? We don't sit in section 104. We don't sit in section 104. I'm going to say there's probably some film that would dispute that, but I feel you, man. Oh, NJ Packer, that's really nice of you to say. Thanks, man. Really appreciate it. Vikings interior O-line is meh. Our D-line going to feast. Robert, I'm going to tell you what. This is a game where Kenny Clark is going to take over. Market zero, dude. He is going to wreck shop in this game. Lambeau Field, January, as you say, some suspect interior line play for the Vikings. That quick first step, that initial disruption, Kenny Clark, he is going to come. He is going to be there. He is going to disrupt things. It is going to be a joy to watch. I can't wait. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out and talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor and hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. I'll see you on Watch Party on Sunday. Have a great New Year's. Go Pack, go.